Welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. So because we're going through something very different and unprecedented, I'm going to change focus to something a little different than usual and different than what I've heard talked about anywhere. Now, it's no secret we're currently living through some very uncertain times, and this has likely made many of you feel anxious, irritable, fearful, among many other mixed emotions, and probably some ups and downs. Advice and information about our current reality and even how to talk to your kids about it abound, so I'm not going to talk about that. I'd rather talk about managing your own emotions so that you can buffer your children from any anxiety and uncertainty as much as possible. If your kids are anywhere other than home with you full-time without any access to any news anywhere, even background TV or internet, and you and your friends or partner never make a peep or utter a single word or phrase about the current uncertainty, then maybe, just maybe, your child is completely buffered from this. Other than that, every child over the age of 2 or even 1 is probably sensing some of the uncertainty, even if they aren't quite understanding what it means. So this is not just a timely topic for what's happening in the world right now, but for other times and places, even for personal or familial times of uncertainty from a family member with a potentially risky diagnosis, loss of a job, marital or relational discord, or many other things. There are many other scenarios where having and implementing these skills are a gift to your children and your family. As a personal rule, I'm all about honesty. I think it's the foundation of every deep quality relationship. I don't believe in hiding things from kids per se, but I know that kids thrive, as all humans do, in a space of security and certainty. Kids need to know that we've got it all under control, even if we don't. That may feel like lying or being disingenuous, but I don't believe it is. I don't think it's helpful for them to see stress and anxiety that they have no ability or control to fix. There's helpful honesty and unhelpful honesty. Unhelpful honesty is something that the other person can do nothing about and will likely do more harm than good. Now, I'm a very level-headed person. It takes a lot to rattle me, but in all honesty, I am feeling a bit rattled since the past few days. My life is uncertain. I got notice from the kids' school that they are going to be home now for an unknown amount of time. They're going to be doing their schoolwork from home. We'll see how this goes. All the kids' activities were canceled. Swim was canceled. Dance was canceled. I'm assuming we'll hear from the gymnastics school pretty soon, and on and on. The markets are way down. My business has been hit decently hard. My husband's overseas trip was canceled 2 weeks ago due to his hotel that he was supposed to stay in went under quarantine, and he had to work 8 night shifts to have meetings with the client during their daytime because they're halfway around the world. In addition, us 2 adults in the household have been dealing with and working through some difficult life things of our own over the past year or two. But we shield the kids from as much of our uncertainty as we possibly can. So here are my tips in doing that. You want to find and lean on your support system, your friends, your family, and your partner or your spouse, a therapist, anyone and everyone who you can trust and share with and process your feelings. My friends and my therapist and my spouse have been absolutely invaluable, each having their place and purpose in different aspects of helping me work through my emotions in dealing with my life stressors. Number 2, take inventory of where you have control and where you don't. Focus on where you do. It will help you feel productive rather than helpless or just at the mercy of the sea of life in the storm. Seriously, you don't have control over whether or not you get laid off. You do have control over your attitude and how productively you go about looking for a new job. If you're concerned over a possibility of something like that happening, you have control over getting your resume together and putting your feelers out with your network. You don't have control over whether the stock market is up or down today. You do have control over how you plan for the long haul for it. Working with your advisor, getting educated, and making sound decisions for the long term rather than reacting to the short term. You don't have control over whether or not your kids end up off school for some amount of time, which I'm guessing most of the schools are closing as of next week. You do have control over preparing for the possibility, sharing with other parents, and problem solving. Can you tag team with another parent and go into the office one or two days a week, or work from home the other days, or hire a sitter? You may have to get really creative, and sometimes that can be the fun part, believe it or not. Of course, this mostly applies to parents of kids in grade school, although I'm guessing that a lot of these preschools are closing down as well. Number three, know that this too shall pass. Now, it may sound trite, but it really is true. This is only temporary. We can get really wrapped up in having our plans foiled, whatever they are. But there's something good to be learned and gained from everything in life, even the stuff that seems like a real pain in the butt at the time. The goal is to learn, to embrace the uncertainty, and enjoy the ride. I promise there's something really good that's going to come out of it, even if it's a hard lesson, something will be learned that will make the next section or path in life better, happier, more fun, more interesting, what have you. Number four, find your one area of control and milk it for all it's worth. For me, it's exercise. When the whole world seems to be falling apart, whether it's personal or in the outside world, I have control over my training. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It is my sanity. I have control over whether or not I do my training, whether or not I complete the entire session as planned or wimp out, and to what intensity I perform that session. Do I give it my all or do I half-ass it? I have full control. This has saved me so many times on so many levels, not to mention the endorphins do wonders for my mental health as well, keeping me on an even keel, helping me be patient and calm in weathering these ups and downs. If you have something like this of your very own, where you get lost, where you hyper-focus and connect with your deepest self, great. If you don't, I hope you'll take time to explore what that might be for you. It can be a lifesaver. Number five. Share enough, but not too much. Now, this is with your kids. When I'm around my kids, I act very unbothered about almost everything that does not concern them. At their ages, they don't need to know anything about when the stock market takes a big dive or our retirement accounts take a dive with it, but it does bother me when it drops suddenly. But they don't know about that, and they don't need to. It will not affect my day-to-day life, and certainly not theirs. Any uncertainty or frustration I feel about it needs to be kept between myself and my husband. I need to find an outlet for it away from the kids so they don't pick up on it. This is also where my exercise comes in, not just for control in my life, but also that anxiety gets pounded out on the bike, on the treadmill, or in the pool. They don't need to know about my business ups and downs either. It's the life of an entrepreneur. If they decide to take that life on for themselves one day, I will share that with them then, and they will learn for themselves. I shared last summer, when my husband was laid off, we had a family meeting and told the kids about it. But we told them he got a severance package and that he would find another job and we would be just fine. Were we worried? Honestly, yeah, we were a little bit. It's hard not to be when at that time his job covered our health insurance and most of our other expenses. He works in a very niche industry, entertainment, and not just entertainment, but theme parks. But guess what? He found another job, just like we told the kids he would. We buffered them from our own concern. Basically, it's about learning how and when to work through these emotions away from your kids so that you aren't reacting to things bigger or louder than the situation should normally warrant. So I mean those situations with your kids. You're not overreacting to those situations with them in a bigger way than you normally would if you weren't feeling stressed out. Number six, you may not have control over the outside world, but you have control over your little world, your family, your connection, and how you relate to others that you love. This is one of the most important things you will ever do. An investment in your family relationships is invaluable, not just now, but it pays dividends over your lifetime and into future generations when you exhibit and teach healthy ways of relating. If this is an area you struggle with, the discipline classes are an absolute must, but so are the two peaceful parenting classes, which give the tools for healthy relating, not just having tools to go fix behaviors, to build your children's self-esteem and support their individual potential, but also to lots of options to go to when situations feel like too much or just out of control, to get you pulled back and back in charge so you can lead by example and onto the problem-solving mode. So you can find all the positive discipline classes and the peaceful parenting classes on the website at yourvillageonline.com under the discipline section. So I hope everyone stays healthy and safe. And next week, I do plan to get back to answering questions. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening and see you next week.